A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
No Scott Mitchell, no Alex Carey tonight. It's Sam Farnsworth and Matt Biamonte here holding down the fort, getting ready for hour number two here on KSL's Unrivaled. And we want to start things off here at the top of the second hour, like we always do on the show, with The Cut.
The Cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made The Cut.
We won't spend too much time on this, Sam, but I think it's obvious what The Cut is right now, and that is Oregon leading Utah 20-0 at the half.
It's not been pretty. Jeremiah spoke highly of, to an extent, of Utah's defense still, which I agree. They've won a lot of battles, but they still are giving up too much yards than what we're used to, especially on the ground. The run game, they need to be better there. But Utah's offense, like he said, Tyler Huntley has not been the quarterback that he has become this season. He's reverted, which is not good. He needs to flip that switch, turn it around. Utah coaching needs to make the proper adjustments to get back into this game. Totally dominate on defense in this second half, and that will give Utah the opportunity to get back in this game.
We're going to take a quick pause from the Pac-12 championship game. It's still at the half right now, and we're going to switch gears to the Utah Jazz. And recently, Sam, you joined the Jazz Notes podcast, and side note, side tangent, there's some great podcasts here.
Yes,
KSL Sports, you got to get there, subscribe. I do a show on Saturdays with Mitch Harper, Cougar Sports Saturday. That podcast is there. Jazz Notes is there. This exact show, if you miss any of it, you can subscribe to that podcast. Great stuff. But you joined Cleon Wall, and you guys did, was it the first quarter of the season, kind of grades and observations?
Yeah, so we're about a quarter of the way through, 22 games, right? Maybe a little over a quarter of the way, I guess. But, yeah, Cleon wanted to do some rankings and grades of where the Jazz are at. I think first and foremost, you look at the last 5-6 games of the Jazz, and I think that's what people, obviously, recency bias is a term that people like to use a lot these days, right? You look at these last, 6 games, and the Jazz have lost 5 of them. It's not pretty. Not only that, but their defense, the first 15 games of the year, the Jazz defense gave up 102 points per game about, which was second in the NBA, first in the NBA in that ballpark. In the 7 games since, they've given up 15 points per game more than that. That obviously is going to result in more losses. So the Jazz, I think they're just in a little bit of a funk right now. But still, having said that, through 22 games, they have a better record this year than they had through 22 games last year. Last year's team wasn't that bad, especially at the end of the year. In the NBA, that's what matters most. You have to be better down the stretch. At the end of the year, going into the playoffs, obviously you want to fight and compete and win as many games as possible to get a better playoff seating. But that fact, that's just, you know, the fact. You got to be better at the end of the year. Don't panic, Jazz fans, now because of this recent lull. They've got the next 4 out of the next 5 at home against all of those games. All 5 are very winnable. Memphis, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Golden State, and Orlando. Then you're back on the road with Atlanta, Charlotte. Miami's been pretty good before you come back home for Portland. So you've got a good stretch before that Portland game where the Jazz could win all but 1 or 2 of those games. And suddenly the narrative has flipped and reversed. And we're going back to talking about how great this Jazz team can be this year. Now, we did give out a lot of grades. And I think one of the big questions this year is Mike Conley, the Jazz spent a lot of money to bring him over to replace Ricky Rubio. Ricky Rubio, say what you want about him. I think there was times where he was very good at guiding and directing the offense. He wasn't necessarily a great shooter. They wanted a point guard that could guide and direct the offense, but that could also create scoring opportunities and shoot the ball. Mike Conley is that guy. Has he lived up to that so far? Probably not. And I think a lot of it, even though it's still 22 games in, a lot of it has to do with this team is still figuring each other out. Coach Snyder is still figuring out what are the best combinations he has, both in the starting lineup and in the first guys off the bench, when to sub out Conley. You know, he already changed him from subbing him out in the first quarter after 5 minutes for that first break to 8 minutes. He's given him a longer go in that first quarter. I still think Mike Conley's going to be a good point guard for this team. It's just been tough. It was him and who's the tall
Rudy?
Tall guy? No, the tall guy in Memphis that moved on to Toronto.
Oh, Marc Gasol.
Yes, thank you, Marc Gasol, Powell's brother. Yes, it was him and Mark basically running the show there. Right here, he's got Rudy here, but he's got Donovan. He hasn't had like a sidekick scorer like that. You got Boyan here. He hasn't really had that either. So Mike Conley trying to find his role in this offense, I think maybe one of the biggest keys to the Jazz getting into a rhythm offensively when they start moving forward. Boyan Bogdanovic has been everything they wanted.
Yeah.
He's an A grade for me. But the Jazz still have a lot of room to grow.
Jazz fans are really quick to criticize Mike Conley, and he probably hasn't lived up to the expectations. But and a lot of Jazz fans like, we should have kept Rubio. Well,
right.
If you really look at the stats, Sam, Conley's been better than Rubio.
Right.
So Rubio's done some nice things in Phoenix, but Conley's averaging more points. Conley is shooting the three ball significantly better than Rubio. Rubio's low 30% down in Phoenix. And Conley has actually increased his three-point percentage from a year ago. He's up, it's only 1%, but he's up.
Right.
And so, Conley hasn't splashed onto the scene and maybe been as impactful as everyone wants him to be, but he has not been as bad as a lot of people will tell you that he's been through the first quarter this year. The thing that really has stuck out to me is Donovan Mitchell has not taken the step forward that I think he needs to take in order for this team to become better. His field goal percentage, the same from a year ago. His three-point percentage, only 1% better this year. He is not an efficient scorer right now. And I think for this team to take that next level, he needs to be efficient. And I know they just played the Lakers, and the Lakers blew them out, and there's a lot of storylines there. But once that really stuck out to me, Sam, if you look at the Lakers star or stars and Donovan Mitchell, and I'm going to use Anthony Davis as the example here. He scored, I believe it was 26 points on 9 of 11 shooting.
Yeah.
And Donovan Mitchell had, 29 points on 11 of 25? I mean, the difference in efficiency, I know they play different positions. Mm-hmm. It's not apples to apples.
Right.
But Donovan has to be a more efficient scorer. He needs to be better for this team to be a Western Conference Finals contender, and I haven't seen that the first quarter of this season.
Yeah, so for me, I don't know if I fully agree with what you said there. I still think Donovan is a little further ahead of where he was last year.
Okay.
I still think there's a lot of room to grow, and the field goal percentage has always been something that I've had an issue with Donovan. But that, you know, shot selection at times. Quinn Snyder wants this whole team shooting a lot more threes. Donovan is shooting a lot more threes. He's making a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
But I love the Donovan Mitchell that can get to the rack, not only create scoring opportunities at the rim, but he draws contact. He gets the fouls. He gets to the free throw line. I want more of that Donovan Mitchell as well on this Jazz team. If there's more of that Donovan Mitchell getting to the hole, scoring at the rim, that pulls in the defense, obviously, and we know what happens there. You kick it out to Boyan. You kick it out to Joe. You kick it out to Mike, and you've got the three balls dropping there. That's what I want to see a little more of.
We're up against a break, so unfortunately we can't talk any more Jazz. But dang it, I wanted to talk some more Jazz with you as we disagreed a little bit about Donovan Mitchell. But hey, if you guys want to chime in, feel free to text us 57500. Let us know what you think about the Jazz, the Utes. We want to hear from you guys, so chime in there. You can tweet us as well, KSL Sports Twitter handle. We need to take a break here on KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports. We're going to do that. Don't go anywhere. Much more to go here on the show after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.